you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
So you're planning on starting a business. Congratulations on taking that bold step. It's one that many who have gone before you describe as truly fulfilling and life-affirming. It's also described, however, as difficult and demanding due to various challenges. On today's program, we share some lessons about what it's really like starting your own business based on testimonials across the internet. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned.
Yes, brethren, finally. Well, one boss I know. You know, glad, brethren?
Oh, you mean, youth? I'm most glad. I don't see it already, you know, our juice brand is going to take over the whole place, you know. Then we are going to set.
Yes, youth, a million to set.
Entrepreneur lesson number one, you will lose money.
Boy, the landlord just come for your rent, you know, Mark. We don't have no money in the company account, can't pay him this month.
No, you know. Well, I may have to go deep on my savings again. Yo, I really hope things pick up soon, you know.
I might have to go take a loan or something, I don't want to do that.
No matter how good your idea, product or service is, it will take time to grow your customer base and develop enough recognition to ensure a sustained stream of revenue. While you wait to get your business to that place, you will still have to meet your production and operational costs, pretty much guaranteeing that you will lose money. Hopefully this period doesn't last too long for you, but it is a reality that you have to make peace with. Lesson number two, things will not go as planned.
Yo, Mr. Isaac, just call and say more. 50 crater juice. Look like things are a pickup, man.
No, no, for tell us, Selena, Mark, but the packaging machine just broke down.
What?
As Murphy's Law states, anything that can go wrong will go wrong. So no matter how meticulously you've crafted your business plan or how much effort you expend trying to make sure every factor occurs the way you want it, it is impossible to prevent every negative possibility from happening. Your best bet is often to simply allow life to take its course and react to each development as necessary. Lesson number three, your personal relationships may suffer. As you take the time to build your business, it may often mean missed events, forgotten special occasions, or last-minute cancellations. It's never pretty, but building a business takes tremendous commitment and sacrifice to ensure the company's affairs are properly addressed. Hopefully, your friends and family understand and rally around you to help you achieve your business goals.
You look over the distribution contracts for Mr. Jerry's supermarket yet, Mark? Want to send out the juice them today, you know?
No, you know, but we'll do it now. I guess me really not reach home early again. My wife got vexed, you know. It's supposed to go out. Oh well.
Lesson number four, your work will be more rewarding. Another old saying goes, when you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life. Knowing the energy and effort you put into building your business and achieving your goals, every success will be far more rewarding for you than if you worked for an established company. Knowing that every success for the business is a success for you will drive you to want to keep doing your best and reaching new goals.
Boy, I never think we're gonna meet the deadline, you know, but I feel so good to push and supply the juice them, you know.
Not to mention you want 100 cases next time. We're not going too bad, man.
Lesson number five, you become a stronger person. Going through the process of starting a business, managing the various challenges that come with it, and trying to balance your personal life at the same time will inevitably make you a more resilient person. Many entrepreneurs report that they have more patience, are more decisive, and are better able to cope with change after running a business, and these are attributes which will always have tremendous value in day-to-day life.
Why, Jeffrey, looking back on things, me amazed how much we accomplished, man.
Boy, with everything we go through to keep the business afloat, I feel like I can't tackle anything right about now.
Yo, I feel the same way. It's like I find a new strength I never knew I did have before.
Yeah, man, bring on the next quarter.
Yeah.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Career Talk.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.